The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
B'chayis Daf Gimel, we continue our discussion, Be'ez Hashem, of the dinim of Shutvis Akum. That not only is a behemah, clearly a behemah that's owned by a goy, does not become a chuyv in Kedushas Bechor, but more so, a ownership of a goy in the behemah of Yisrael will be mafkia, will patter the behemah from having Kedushas Bechor chal on it. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. How much ownership of the goy precludes it from being called a Jewishly owned behemah for Kedushas Bechor to be chal? Theoretically, the Gemara says, we could hear that it would have to be ba'ifin with the ownership of the guy is significant enough. The context of the Gemara is obviously most people don't have a shutvis where Reuven owns a behemah, Shimon owns the heart or the lungs of the behemah. The idea is that they're trying to patter the behemah from Kedushas Bechor, which, by the way, Bizman Hazeh is the lechatchila, because today there's nothing we could do if a behemah was born and it has Kedushas Bechor, it would be a major mikshul. It has Kedushas Korban. Anybody that uses that behemah is moil behegdish, and then the behemah becomes a balmum, and there's nobody that can paskin on mum, and we'll see later on in the Masechta. So in order to preclude any possible mikshul, the way to do it is Bizman Hazeh, to make sure that the behemah is partially owned by a goy, or owned by a goy. And the shaila is how much, we have to get into a discussion about Rav Mori Bar Rochel, that was punished for precluding Kedushas Bechor from being chal on his flock. What was the problem, and where was the problem? But that's the discussion. How to give enough of the behemah to a goy in order to preclude Kedushas Bechor from being chal on the behemah? Does it have to be that the ownership of the goy is significant enough that the behemah, so to speak, the Jewishly owned part of the behemah would not be able to live? The goy owns an Avish and a Shavatoli boy. The Gemara Lemaisa comes out, a whole discussion of Nachman and Ravuna, that Shutvis Oizen HaBehemah will also batters. Even if the guy owns a minuscule amount of the behemah, even something which is not significant, even if it doesn't make the behemah Balmum, the halach is that that's called Yad Goy Behemza, that's Mafkia Kedushas Yisroel. We discussed this on a Hashkofa level, on a deeper level, in the previous year. The Yad Goy Behemza, ownership of the guy, is Mafkia from the Yichud, from the totality of the Jewishly owned behemah, and Kedushas Bechor will not be chal on it. The Avnezer and other Gedolei Achronim have a discussion. And normally in ownership, significance of ownership is only if you own a Shavu Pruta. But over here, since we're talking about ownership on a conceptual level, where it's mafkia, where it takes away from Kedusha, maybe even an ownership of less than a Shavu Pruta, even though that's not, that doesn't give you monetary schusin, maybe even, if there's 2,000 people that own the behemah, and the chelik of one, the behemah was sold on a public auction to 5,000 people. Each person owns a pachas meshav pruta. One of those people is a goy. Does that patter up from the other 4,999 the din of kedushas bechor? Maybe the gedarim of bailus of the totality of Kedushas Yisrael that has to be in the ownership of Behemah. Maybe it's different than the regular Gedarm of Bailus, then again, B'chol HaTeru Kulam. Another famous kasha that's asked over here is, what about a Behemah that's partially Hefker? The question is asked by the Marit HaGazi. He wants to know, Mori Bar Rochel sold a part of the behemoth to a goy. Why do you have to sell to a goy? Who needs a goy? And then later on, we'll have to get into a discussion, which kenyan to you is a whole complicated sugya that we'll learn in Mi'as Hashem Bi'iyun. Why does he have to be makna to a goy? Just be mafkir, part of the behemoth. Make the oizen a behemoth hefker, and that will be enough. So the maskon of the Turi Evin and Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel is a tremendous chiddush, that a behemoth which is hefker will have Kedushas Bechor. Now he says it's clear that a behemah that's roaming around the midbar and it gives birth, the vlad is not owned by a yid. How could it have Kedushas Bechor? So maybe where a small chelik is owned, that would be one possibility, where the part of the behemah that's hefker is not significant, but it would be enough to be mafkia Kedushas Yisrael. What the Turi Evin says, which is a tremendous chiddush. Meir Targazi discusses this. Barichus is a tremendous chiddush. He says that no, of course, kedushas b'chor can't be chal on a behemah that's hefker. It won't be chal later on if somebody claims, if Yisrael claims that part of the behemah min a hefker, it'll be chal then because now it's fully owned Jewishly. It's not mafkia, but it's also not chal because the ma'aseh is not owned by Yisrael. So the kedushas b'chor will be chal later on, which is a tremendous chiddush. To say that Kedushas Bechara can be Chal later on at a point after birth is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Others want to be Doicha with a simple concept, which Dafka makes a lot of sense, that it could be there's no such thing as being Mafkir part of something. What's Hefker? Hefker is not a magic. How do you take off ownership? I own a car. I want to be Mafkir. I want to leave it at... The Hefker is me going through the process of declaring I don't own it and leaving it for the public. A hefker is not a hefker if I own still 90% of the car. The car is still meshusi. I can't be mafkir 10% of the car. The car is one unit. The car is one item, and that item is by me. That's hefker. Hefker means where something's left out for the public. It's left out open. There's nobody exercising ownership. Is it shaykh to be mafkir an oizen, a leg, a heart of a behemoth? Maybe not. So that would preclude the whole kasha from being shver. The reason why Mori Baruch wasn't mafkir part of the behemoth is because it's not shaykh to be mafkir part of the behemoth. That's a famous discussion that Marit Al Gazi, by us and the Turi Evin and Roshan and Afid Gimel have. Stipler is Marich on this in a shtickle over here. There's another discussion that I want to bring up because the Choshev and the Kudel Gabi Hilchis Kinyonim. We discussed the Taisus and the Bezim and Aleph, where Taisus says that we need a pasuk for Shutvis in the mother. We need a pasuk for Shutvis in the Vlad, that Shutvis of a goy in either one is Mafkia, Kedushas Bechor, precludes Kedushas Bechor from being Chal on the Behemoth. Let's examine this for a moment. If there's a Shutvis between the goy and the Yisrael on the mother, doesn't that mean by definition that the Vlad is going to be a product of joint ownership? Why do I need a separate pasuk? Isn't it inherent in the din of Shutvis of the Vlad that it has to come from Shutvis of the mother? So if I have a pasuk for Shutvis of the Vlad, that means by definition it was Shutvis of the mother. So why do I need two psukim? So the Marit Al-Ghazi, there's different ways you could formulate this question. Marit Al-Ghazi asks it like this. Obviously, he says, well, we have to be talking about in order to make it into two distinct dinim that need two distinct psukim, is we have to say that what happened was the Yid, in order to be Mafkir Kedushas Bechor from the Vlad, was Makna, the Vlad to a Goy. In order to get rid of Kedushas Bechor, so the discussion is that he was Makna, a Chelik of the Vlad to a Goy. The mother is fully owned by Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk that's Mafkia, Petah Korechem Bivnei Yisrael, that the mother has to be fully Jewishly owned, is not again because the mother was fully Jewishly owned. But the owner of the mother, who's the Yid, was makne to a goy, a chelik of the Vlad. There's a separate din that a shutvis in the Vlad is also mafkir kedushas b'chor. Says Marit Al-Ghazi, how could that be true? We have a klal, ain adam makne dov shle b'loilom. There is no ownership. There's not shayach to be makne. And the Gemara clearly kedushin of Samach Gimel says to be makne uber of a behema is a dov shle b'loilom. True, there's a mandamer, a mayor that holds all the makna davish lebalayim, but we paskin ain't all the makna davish lebalayim. If that's true, say, how could you be makna the Vlad? It's not shaykh to be makna Vlad. Elamai, he says, you are not makna the Vlad. There's an eight, so the Gemara says, you want to be makna fruits, the futures that'll grow, apples that'll grow on a tree next week, next year, 10 years from now. So the way to do it is by being makna what's called deka leperoisov. You have to be makne the schus in the tree, the ownership of the tree. There has to be a shutvis. If I'm Reuven, I want to be makne to Shimon, get him the apples. I can't be makne the apples. I'm makne him the tree, legabi the apples. Okay? So I'm being makne the tree. It's not a hakno on the apples, hakno on the tree. If that's true, that the way you're makne to a goy in order to get away from Kedushas Bechor is by being makne the mother, klape the vlodos. You don't own the mother. The goy doesn't own the mother. He owns in the mother legabe the vlodos. He owns the koyach vlodos of the mother. So then that's shutvis in the mother. So why do you don't need to psukim? That's the way he asked the question. Marit Al-Ghazi adds another wrinkle to the question. He asks like this. He says, maybe we'll suggest that what we're talking about, that we need two different psukim, is talking about fakert, it's talking about backwards. The goy owned the behemoth, and the goy at some point had been makne to Yisroel, the behemoth, but he was what the Gemara calls mishayer. He left over for himself a schus in the mother legabe the vlad. Not that he was makne the vlad, not that Yisroel was makne to a vlad goy, which he says davish lebalaylam. The goy was makne to Yisroel the behemoth, which is a davish yesh ba'olam. He was mishayer. He left over for himself the davish lebalaylam the vlad. Says Marita Gazi, it's mufurish Gemara in Bava Basra. Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, that the same way Ein Adam Makne Dovish Lebalaylam, Ein Adam Mishayeh Dovish Lebalaylam. So you're back to square one. We have a question over here. How could it be that there's a shutfis, or there's no shutfis in the mother, but there was a shutfis in the Vlad because it was Akno on the Vlad? There is no Hakno or Shiur on the Vlad without there being a Hakno in the mother. So there are two mahalchim. One is the Marit Al-Ghazi's mahalach, which is a tremendous chiddush. One is the stipler over here in Simen Aleph. Both of them, Lefi Aniyas Daiti, are based on the same hanoch. Let's define a concept. And this is an important, a crucial concept. Whenever we're talking about Haknoas Dovish Lebaloilim, it's going to come up in Yetz Hashem over the course of the Masechta a few other times. We have a klal that tells us, Ein Adam Makne Dovish Lebaloilim. There's a famous chakira, which wants to know, is the reason why a person can't be makne dovish lebalaylam? I sell you apples that are going to grow in 6 months from now. Futures. I sell you the apples. The apples don't exist. So we could say the reason why ain't no the makne dovish lebalaylam is for the very simple reason that if the apples are not here, there can't be a transfer of ownership. What we call, there can't be a chalois kinyan in the apples if the apples don't exist. I sold you something, but if that something is not here, the sale won't be chal, it won't be completed, because the thing for it to be chal on is not here. So the sale is dvar ba'alma, and that's why it's not chal. That's the first side. The second side is that no, maybe theoretically you could sell something, even though the chalois of the kinyan can't be chal on that thing now. No, it'll be chal later on when it's boloilam. Or maybe it could be chal between us, even though the apples are not in. Maybe the chalois kinyan could be chal on the apples. But there's what's called a chsarn in smichas das, the Rishonim, the Muki Yosef, and other Rishonim, Bava Basa, Kuf Mem Zayin, and other places use this lashon legabe davish lebalaylam, that is a chesaron in smichas das. Kill the sale is only theoretical. It's not real because the apple is not here. You can't take a bite in it. So if the apple's not here, there's a level of gemiras das, of smichas das, that's missing between the two parties. That's why the sale can't be consummated. The problem is that both tzadim seem correct. The Rishonim do use the lashon of chesaron and smichas das. On the other hand, it's clear, not kedai to be mayuch now, but it's clear in many places in Shas that a dovish lebalaylam, the sale cannot be chal. And if a sale can't be chal, it's not a sale. So how do we put both these two tzadim together? Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Baruch Ber, teach us that really we have to break down this concept of davish lebalaylam on two levels. A is the fact that a sale on apples that don't exist, the sale won't be chal in the apples, that's clear. But that does not preclude, if the two of us want to do business on apples, on a future sale, that the apples will only come into metzius, will only come into reality, will only come into the world in 6 months from now. So true, the sale won't be chal on the apples now, but why don't we say that there's a sale between us on a personal level, is chayvus, you were mechayiv yourself that those apples should become mine in 6 months from now. I pay you $100, we make a handshake, we make a kinyan sudar, and those apples will become mine. The sale is a sale between the two of us, and it'll be chal on the apples later on. The reason why a sale can't be disconnected from the chalois of the sale on the object to which the sale is dealing with, that's a chesaron smichas das. Meaning, say, everybody holds, and that, by the way, Remeir that holds on the makna davish lebalaylam agrees to also. Remeir doesn't disagree with the fact that a sale on apples that don't exist can't be chal. What does Remeir hold? Remeir says, true, the sale wasn't chal on the apples, but there's a deal, an opmach we call it, there's a mekach between the two of us, and it's chal on us as a personal obligation. What does that create?
that neither one of us could change our minds because we committed, we're both mechuyev to that iska, to that mekach, and when the apples come into existence, those apples will go to the lekach from the moicher. We hold, the Rabbanon of Rameah hold, the reason why that does not work is because when the sale between two people, the mekach that was created between two people is only theoretical because it can only be chal. Later on, then that sale becomes theoretical. It's not being done now. It's a sale to be consummated later on. That's theoretical. That's a chesaron and gemurah's das. That's l'chor the way to put together these two tzedakot. Both chesronos have to be true. Ha b'loy ha, loy sagi. Let's take this a step further. We discussed before that there's a concept of selling something, even if it's a davish lebalelim, a future sale of apples that will only become apples 6 months from now. But the way to get around that problem would be by selling deka l'peiroisav. In a simple understanding, deka l'peiroisav means I'm selling the tree. I'm selling only the tree partially. I'm selling the tree legabe, the tzmichas apples that will come in 6 months from now. Says Reb Nochum in the Chidushim in the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, Reb Nochum Petzovich, Zatzal and Bav Metzir, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, says that's not the pshat. He proves over there from the Tosis that's not the pshat Dekel LePeirosav. Dekel LePeirosav means true. I'm selling the apples. The apples are davish lebalaylam. That only means that I can't sell the apples, I can't make a mekach on the apples, because a mekach where there's nothing here is only theoretical. But if the apples are here in the presence of the tree which will produce, true, I'm selling you the apples, and the apples will only come into existence, the chalois kinyan will only be chal 6 months from now. But the mekach, the agreement between of us, can be consummated on the tree. Not that I'm transferring you partial ownership of the tree. No. I'm transferring to you on a personal level an obligation that the apple 6 months from now will become yours. True. But the reason why that's not luftig, the reason why it's not a davish lebala ilum, is because the tree is here. The mekach could be consummated between the two of us. It's not gmirzd. It's not a dvar ba'alma type of situation. Because the tree is here, we consummated a mekach on the tree, legabe, a kinyan on the peiros that will be coming to the world 6 months from now. That's where Reb Nochum explains dekel peiros. Says the Marit al-Ghazi, of course he doesn't bring the Reb Nochum, but the concept that he says is clearly based on this. Says the Marit al-Ghazi that Memele Dekel Peroisiv does not mean that the Yid that sold the Vlad to a Goy had to sell it by way of giving him over partial ownership in the mother of Legabi the Vlad. It's not ownership in the mother. Dekel Peroisiv just means that the Yid and the Goy agreed to a sale on the mother. It's not that there's a Chalois Kinyan in the mother. The mother is fully owned still by the Yisrael. But there's a mekach on the mother, legabe the Vlad, that will come into existence 6 months from now, 2 months from now. So, Mamel, that answers our question. The reason why we need a separate pasuk for shutvus and the Vlad is we're not talking about a case with the shutvus of the mother. Shutvus of the mother would preclude being called kedushas petach arechem b'nei Yisrael. True. But there's a case where a Yisrael could be maknet to a goy shutvis in the Vlad by consummating a mekach legabe the mother. That would not create actual bona fide ownership in the mother. In that case, the hakno would go over on the Vlad when the Vlad comes to existence. When that Vlad is born, l'chayr the shutvis of a goy, on that you need a separate pasuk, the shutvis of a goy patters from kedushas b'chayr. That's the tetz in the Marit al-Ghazi. The title says different, and I believe that the title's Teretz is also based on the same principle that we just explained. Stifler brings up a point. He's, like we said, the Gemara in Kedushin Samachim Lamed Aleph clearly puts Uber B'mei Imoy, Vlad B'mei Imoy, into the context of Davish Lebal Oilam. Says the Stifler, why? L'chor, an Uber is a physical reality. It's a physical reality of a fetus in the womb of the mother. Why can't you sell that as a thing Kishal Atzmoy? Apples that will grow 6 months from now, the apples are not here. The tree is here, the twigs are here, but the apple is not. But an uber, as soon as, of course you can't sell the uber before the fetus was created, before the tchilas hiroyoin, before the creation of the fetus, but once there is a fetus, why can't you sell an uber b'meimu? It's a chatichas basar, he says. The Teretz one has to say is that since that chatichas basar is part of the mother, We have a concept of Uber Yerachim, we're going to discuss Mitzvah Hashem the next year, Legabi Levim, Legabi Yichus, on a more serious level of Evan Ezer, where that means that a Vlad is part of a mother, but a Vlad is looked at as part of a mother because his whole Metzius is only Bechius with his mother. So theoretically, you could take a fetus and you could zoom in on an ultrasound and treat it as a Chatichas Basar. But in reality, when two people sit down by a table over a cup of coffee to make a business deal, what are they agreeing on? They're agreeing on part of the mother. They're not agreeing on Chatichas Basar. Nobody looks at the Basar of a Vlad as a reality far zich, an independent mitzius. It's looked at as part of the mother. The Mekach is Nigmar on a schus in the mother, klapi de Vlad. So Mela says to Stipler that the Yisrael would not be able to, in order to preclude Kedushas Bechor and the Vlad, he would not be able to sell because of the problem of Shlabalim, the Vlad itself, would only be true if he had to make a business deal on the Vlad. You can't, because it's part of the mother. There's no Mekach on a Vlad Kishala Atzmoy. Theoretically, Bailus could be Chal on the Chatichas Basar of the fetus. But the Mekach between the two of them is Chasar and Smichas Das. But it says the Stipler, let's flip. Remember, we pointed out at Tzad that maybe the behema was owned, the mother was owned by a goy. The goy sold the behema to Yisrael, and he was Mishayer for himself. He was Mishayer for himself, the Vlad. Over here we could say, says the Stipler, that the problem of Shir Dovash Labalaylam is only that if it's not here, so then you can't be Mishayer. I sell you a house. I'm going to be Mishayer the rent money of next month. The money's not here. What am I being Mishayer? That problem is a problem only when the thing is physically not here. Chatichas Basar of the Uber is here. The problem is only on a Mekach between them. The Mekach is not on the Uber. The Mekach is on the mother. I sold you the mother. I was Mishayer for myself. Well, the guy was Mishayer for himself from the Yisrael. He left behind from the sale the Vlad. That you could do. Why? Because there is a reality, there's a physical reality over here of a Vlad. The problem of a Mekach defining a Vlad as part of the mother is only a problem on the sale. It's a problem of Mechiras Dovash Labalam. It's not a problem of Shiur Dovash Labalam. Again, the concept is based on what we said before. There's two problems in Dovash Labalam. A, that a Chalois Mechir can't be Chal when something doesn't exist. B, there's no Mekach when you're talking about something theoretical. When you're talking about the Vlad, the problem of the Mekach not being a Mekach is true because on a level of Hachlot of Gmiras Das, a Vlad is part of the mother. But on the level of it being Chal, the ownership of the Goy can still exist in the Uber as a Chatichas Basar, even though he sold the mother. So Stipler says, what happened, the case that we need a separate pasuk for, was that he sold the mother, he was Mishayah for himself to Vlad, and the reason why he could do that is because as a Chatichas Basar, the ownership of the Goy will continue to exist on the Vlad, and that's why you need a separate pasuk that Vlad, which is owned partly by Goy, gave over part to the Yisrael, over there, the halacha would be that you need a separate pasuk to be mafkia shutvis atu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.